Hello, friends. Welcome to worship today. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, wherever you're from, welcome. We are so pleased that you can join us here today to worship God. Come, join me in welcoming God in his house today. The God of rainbow and covenant, the God of wilderness experiences, the God of dark nights of the soul, the God of abundant love and gracious calling, journeys with us throughout Lent, to guide and guard us in moments of temptation and trust, in fear and in faith, in sadness and joy, grief and healing. Therefore, let us bless our God, rejoice in Christ's presence, and seek the strength of the Holy Spirit. Let us worship God. For gathering today in this sacred space, we light the flame. To sing hymns of praise to our God, we light the flame. And to honor the presence of Christ in all, we light the flame. Let us come to Jesus in prayer. Precious Lord, God of creation, receive our prayers as we turn to you. Feed our minds with your word. Break through our resistances with your Holy Spirit so we may be refreshed and renewed and ready to serve you. Holy One, mingle our spirit with yours, so our world may recognize your love in us and through us as we meet in your name, Jesus, in the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, let us bring our confession as a sincere expression of our desire to turn away from sin and towards the loving mercy of our God. Let's pray together. Holy God, hear our prayer. Sometimes our lives are a mess because of choices we have made or because of choices others have made. Sometimes our lives are great and we're kind and generous. Sometimes our lives are great and we forget to be grateful and humble. We trust that in the jumble of all of this, you are present. We trust that you are with us, walking with us when we stray, nudging us back to the right path, slowing us down when we get ahead of you, and waiting for us when we lag behind. So we thank you and ask you for your forgiveness, and pray that you will stay with us throughout the journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us hear these words of grace. God is not hate. God is not wrath. God is not apathy. God is love. And that means that God forgives again and again. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. May peace settle into your bones. May peace calm your heart and mind. And may peace spill out from your hands to everyone you meet. The peace of Christ be with you.
It is my privilege to bring the Word of God to you today. I am reading from John chapter 2, verses 13 to 22, and I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. Jesus cleanses the temple. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
Have you ever wondered what it would have been like the day that Jesus cleared the temples, threw the money changers into the streets? Imagine you were there. Boy, are you folks lucky you weren't at the temple yesterday. Well, you know what broke out then. I don't think things are ever going to be the same again. And things started out really normal. I was there early, as I normally am, getting ready for the busiest time of the year, Passover. Lots of pilgrims coming into town for the feast. This is truly make or break time for me. Let me explain why. Well, some very clever people, the Romans who ruled the day, realized that Jewish law required certain sacrifices be made at the temple. And your sacrifices had to be made in special currency, the temple currency, as opposed to the Roman currency that everyone carried. Pretty simple concept. And then the government had a clever idea. They invented the exchange rate. And it just so happened at Passover, the busiest time of the year, the temple dollar is worth more than the regular Roman currency. You do the math. People wishing to worship and make their sacrifice have to exchange their money. Exchanging their money for the proper money, the temple money, could cost them an extra 2 days' pay. But if you want to worship God, you have to have the right currency. And that's where I come in. I'm a money trader. The government sold me a franchise, I guess you would call it. I have exclusive rights to one area of the temple. When you enter the temple and come into my area, I'll take your money, your Roman money, and exchange it for temple currency. Sure, I make a small profit, but after I share with the government, there's not much left. I know it sounds like a bit of a scam, but no one's ever said it's against the law. In fact, we're helping the people meet the laws of their own faith. And we all have to make a living, don't we? As I said to the people, I'm from the temple and I'm here to help you. Anyway, I was just minding my own business, exchanging some coins so people could worship, when all you know what breaks out, and this man, his eyes blazing, enters the temple and approaches my table. I rattle these temple coins in my hands to let him know I can exchange his Roman coins for temple money. And the next thing I know, I'm on my behind on the floor. My table's turned over. There's money flying everywhere. The animals that were being bought and sold were running loose. The birds, the doves were flying all over the place. And then the man grabbed someone's whip and drove us all out of the temple, shouting something about, "How dare you turn my father's house into a marketplace?" And before you know it, we're all outside, and everything's turned upside down. Tables turned over, coins scattered on the floor. At first, I was really angry, really mad, and then I was afraid, and then I was curious. Even a day later, today, I'm still a bit confused. But some of the other things he said are beginning to make a little bit of sense. When things quieted down a bit yesterday, when I got back up on my feet, I remember him asking some questions. How could the worship of God end up in such a travesty? How have the laws of the temple become a stumbling block for those who simply want to have a relationship with God? And who was allowing and responsible for the temple being able to exploit people? Wasn't the temple a place just to be in relationship with Yahweh, with God? Those questions burned right into my heart with the same fire and passion that burned in this man's eyes and in his words. And this last evening, and for much of the night, I questioned my whole part in the whole affair. I thought about the fairness of money exchanging. And even questioned in my own mind why we needed to make sacrifices and pay money to worship God. I guess I had bought into the structure, and admittedly, I probably liked the power that came with my position and the place in all of it. But something he said about this being God's temple and not ours is beginning to make some sense. I wonder if my work as a money changer can continue, though I hardly think this passionate, hot-headed reformer is going to last in this town. Still, I admit I'm beginning to question the justice of it all. I'm questioning whether I want to be part of a system that sets up special rules and regulations that only exploit people who are trying to establish a right relationship with God. These are rules and regulations of the church that place blockades between the people and God. And I admit I feel pretty foolish about yesterday and angry. And to make things worse, all of those Jewish pilgrims have been given clear sailing into the temple to worship God. And they were standing there looking at us money changers, kind of smirking, I sensed. And then that man with fire in his eyes, I heard someone refer to him as Jesus of Nazareth. Well, he turned to the pilgrims and let them have a blast. He said something about them being so sure they had the right coin, but they still neglected their own lives. They believed they didn't dare come before God with the wrong coinage, when what was important was the currency of the heart. So much concern to be politically correct with their public action at the temple, without concern about the action of their lives away from the temple. Kind of made me feel good, actually, hearing them getting their comeuppance as well from that man. Wasn't nobody going to escape the scrutiny of this guy Jesus on this day? Now for sure I know he's not going to last long in this town. Maybe he'll move around to another town and they can deal with him. But even if I never see him again, I will remember yesterday forever and his parting words that lifted our hearts, both the hearts of the money changers and the pilgrims. He said not to worry about bringing sacrifices to God, this God he spoke of like he knew him so well. He said God cared about the currency of the heart, love, justice, and peace. He said that was all we have to bring to worship God. All we needed to bring to the temple was our heart, even if it sometimes felt empty. Bring your heart and you will be embraced and welcomed by God. I'll never forget those words. In a way, I hope to meet this man, Jesus, again to hear him speak more of the love that God has for all people. Maybe I'll bump into him during Passover, maybe as I begin looking around town for a new job. I think I'll be getting out of the money exchanging business. Let us pray. Now that we have our RSPs, our RIFs secured, now that we can relax about money for at least a moment here today, we thank you, God, for your grace, for your patience and understanding with us when we forget which currency is the most valuable in living our lives. Thank you for valuing love, peace, and justice more than anything else we can bring before you. And as we present our offerings, do you accept what we can offer today? Maybe it's money, maybe it's love of neighbor, maybe it's simply love of you. Maybe it's simply our presence here today. Whatever it is, we offer it to you knowing that it is what is in the heart that matters most. We who think we know, we think we have enough to offer, come before you with nothing. And you receive us with grace. O Holy One, foolishly crucified, powerless among us, destroy our wisdom and knowledge and power with all their hidden faults, that we may die with Christ and be raised up to new life in the grace of your Spirit alone. Amen.
Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our life's wild restless sea. Day by day his sweet voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow me. Jesus calls us from the worship of the vain world's golden store, from each idol that would keep us, saying, Christian, love me more. In our joys and in our sorrows, days of toil and hours of ease, still he calls in cares and pleasures, Christian, love me more than these. Jesus calls us by thy mercies, Savior, may we hear thy call. Give our hearts to thine obedience, serve and love thee best of all.
Let us pray. God of light and new creation, you see us more clearly than we see ourselves. Help us to see you in all your glory, in your creation, in your people, in the love and grace that surrounds us. Move us to compassion away from assumptions. Continue to transform us into your image, away from fear of acting justly. We pray for those who live with illness or disability, and for those navigating systems that sometimes overlook them, and for those who are defined by labels rather than belovedness. May your healing presence surround them, and may we be partners in removing barriers and restoring dignity. We pray for all the caregivers out there in our community and in this congregation. Give them as much compassion as they need and resources that allow them to rest from time to time. Bless them. We pray for communities divided by war, ideology, fear, and misunderstanding. Help our leaders find ways to resolve difficult issues without using bombs and missiles. Give us courage to see one another as you see us, worthy of love, capable of change, seeking peace. Give us hope for leadership that understands the needs of the people and cares for our environment. Use us, Lord, our hands, our voices, our lives, so that your works may be revealed in this time and this place. We offer these prayers in the Spirit of Jesus, who is our light, and we now pray the prayer you taught the disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, St. Stephen's, for all the ways you participate in God's work in the world and here in the church. Whether you offer time, talent, or money, we are grateful for all of it. Please pray with me over the gifts that have been offered this week. O God, Jehovah Jireh, great provider, you pour your spirit out and breathe life where there seems to be none, both here in this congregation and in the wider world. Help us to partner with you in bringing new life to the hungry and hopeless. Receive the gifts we bring and multiply them for your purposes. We pray in the precious name of Christ. Amen. Friends, Holy Week is coming. On April 2nd, it is Maundy Thursday. We will be in person only, 7 p.m. here in the sanctuary. Then Good Friday will be at 11 a.m. on April the 3rd, and we will be online as well. Then Resurrection Sunday, when Jesus is risen and we come to celebrate. We will have two in-person services, one at 9, one at 11. We will also be online. I really hope that you can join for one or all of those services.
As we prepare to go into the world, let us hear these words of blessing. So, sisters and brothers of Christ, go into all the world. Go forth with forgiveness and grace. Go forth with compassion and love. You are known, you are loved, you are enough. Amen.